Back on the line with us for a very different reason, though, is Steve Reuter. Good morning again, Steve.
Good morning, Pat.
Had to invite you back during the course of the anniversary celebration here because you have quite the amazing history with this radio station.
Yeah, it goes all the way back, actually, to the late 70s, early 80s.
Really?
I did spots with Jim Grady at, I remember it was 7:20 in the morning, and then did an afternoon one. But really, it got going when the station went News Talk in 1987. John Burgess, the station manager, asked me if I would do a stock market update every half hour. And at that point, I was on like 16 times a day.
Wow. But we never get tired of hearing from Steve Reuter, so that's okay. That's okay. So you've seen a lot of changes go on, whether it comes to personnel or ownership or what the radio station is doing on the air.
Yeah, Jim Grady, Merle Ross, David Wesley Page, John Burgess, Lawrence Armaturo. Been a string of cast and characters over the years.
And what do you think has been the consistency? What's been the same throughout the course of those years for you, Steve?
Well, certainly the morning show. I think that our residents, they want that local flavor every morning, particularly as we move into the winter months with the weather and getting the updates and so forth. So, I think that's important to people.
So how have you personally handled, being a standout radio personality in what can be kind of a staid financial atmosphere?
Well, I don't know. I guess for me, I've often thought about, retiring or giving up this gig. But I just know for me, it makes me get up and come to work when I could easily sleep in. And I've always been a market junkie. I like to know what's going on. I like to be here when the market opens and know what's in the news, and so it fits for me.
It must have been an interesting sort of dichotomy between Jim Grady's personality, which was kind of all over the place depending on who he was talking to and what was happening during that particular day, and you.
I tracked Jim down years ago and said we need to do a stock market report, and I didn't hear anything back from him for about 2 weeks, and so I called him one night at home, which he just berated me for.
Really?
Calling him at 8 o'clock when he's ready for bed.
Yeah.
And, of course, he'd forgotten the conversation, so we had to start all over again. But we finally got it going.
Well, that sounds like it. I mean, of all of the people that we've heard about, Steve, you can imagine that the sort of pervasive thought, KSRO thought, is about Jim Grady, and understandably so.
Certainly, he was the hallmark of the station for all those years, and just a great guy to be around.
Do people ask you all the time, because they ask me about you, they ask me things like, so what's the market going to do? What's the next milestone? What's going to happen with my favorite stock, et cetera, et cetera? Do they do that to you all the time?
Not as much anymore, but I think back, in the 80s, there was more of that, people wanting to know what your favorite position was and so forth. I think people kind of move past that and kind of think long-term more than they used to, so not so much. But I will say back in the early 90s, I used to do retirement planning seminars, and we advertised on KSRO, and I think half the people that would show up at those seminars just wanted to know what I look like.
Well, they don't have to wonder that anymore because you just go to the KSRO website and go to my page and then click on the KSRO morning team, and there's a bright, shining photograph of and biography of Steve Reuter. So they don't have to wonder any longer.
They're okay.
You don't have to wait till the next cocktail party at any rate. And
I think the comment that I got more often than not was, you don't look like how you sound.
Boy, if I had a nickel for every time I had heard that, I would be investing a lot more money with your company.
Yeah, there you go.
Any ideas, Steve, about how much longer you might like to be on the air here at KSRO? I mean, we are going into our 81st year now.
Well, I have no designs around retirement. I retired as the director of the office here, so we just run and invest money for clients now 100% of the time. But I can see myself doing this for a long time.
Well, I'm happy to hear that because since I've come on just about a year ago now, you know, you've been a very important part of this morning team, so I'm happy that you're planning on being here for a while longer.
Yeah. No, we will continue to do it. As I say, it makes me get up and come here when I could easily hit the snooze button.
Yes, I know. I do know about that concept anyway. Well, thank you, Steve, for sharing some of your times over the past 30-plus years here at KSRO, and you are appreciated.
Thank you very much.